נוסף פרק ג', it starts here with a shutfist that went on between a Rosh and a Tzaddik. It starts off with Yehoram ben Achav. Yehoram ben Achav was a Rosh Gomer. And it says in the Pasuk, Hayasa Rabbeinu Hashem. And then it says that Melech Moav, the king of Moav, as we started learning, started a war against Klal Yisrael. So it says in the Pasuk, Vayivsha Melech Moav ba Melech Yisrael. So if you're Medayik in the Pasuk, Melech Moav didn't start up with Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, who was a tzaddik. He started up with Yehoram. That's what he started with. Says the Pasuk, Vayelech vayishlach el Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda lemo Melech Moav poshabi haselech iti. You heard? So Yehoram contacts Yehoshaphat, even though the Malachi Yisrael were really at war, it's a cricked. They were fighting with the Malachi Yehuda, but now he needed him. So he sent a message to Yehoshaphat, if you want to join. Yehoshaphat answers him, Vayishlach el Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda lemo melech Moav posha b'yaseh lechiti. Vayomer ale, I'm going with you. Komoicho komoini ka'amcho ka'amecho. Kisusi kisusecho. Yeah? Unbelievable answer. He tells him, I'm going with you. Your nation is my nation. Everything of yours is like mine. I'm going to fight with you. First of all, it's Tamachidish. This is the tremendous rivalry between Malachi Yisrael and Malachi Yehuda. All of a sudden, he talks to him like Mamish, like we're one. So if this would be Stam, Machlokes and Shittas, okay. A lot of times we see, even by Gedolei Yisrael, there could be a big Machlokes and Shittas. One thing has nothing to do with the other. They can have tremendous respect for each other. There's many, many mises that went on between Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, who was the Rav of the Yeshiva Yoshan of Yerushalayim, very anti-Tzioni, and the Rav Kook, Zichron Tzadikim Levrocha, where they both were about as opposite shita as possible. But still, there was admiration. Rav Kook had a nephew, the day of his chasana, his sister's son, wanted to get a brocha. So he went to his uncle, Rav Kook, big tzaddik, a big olam gadol. He went to get a brocha. So he said, I came to get a brichas koyin v'tzaddik. That's what he told his uncle. I came to get a brocha from a koyin and a tzaddik. Rav Kook was a koyin. So Rav Kook told him, listen, als koyin, I can give you a bracha. Als tzaddik, you have to go to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. That was the derech eretz that he had, even though they weren't on the same page. They had tremendous derech eretz. Satmar Rebbe with Rabbi Yankif, with Rabbi Aaron Kotler, with the Kloizenberger Rebbe. The Gedolei Yisrael had tremendous derech eretz for each other, even if they weren't on the same page. Okay, but here we're not dealing with Gedolei Yisrael. Here you're dealing with, on one side, Taka, Tzadik, Agorl, Yehoshaphat. On the other side, you're dealing with Yehoram. A Baal Avodah Zorah. So Taka, the Rinas Yitzchak, in Melochim, he asks for Kash, he says, why in the world did Yehoshaphat agree to go to war with Yehoram? Why did he agree? He shouldn't have agreed. So this is his kasha. He is here like this. Tzorachin. Eich holach Yehoshaphat im Yehoram Arashim. How did Yehoshaphat go with Yehoram Arashim? Halo lachash holach Yehoshaphat im Achav. Originally Yehoshaphat already did this. He went with Achav. Omar lo yanovi. Halo rosh al azayah. You go help a Rasha? Ulisoni Hashem Te'av? So, Yehoshaphat already had experience. When he helped Achav a Rasha, Yehoram's father, the Navi came to me and said, what did you do? How do you do such a thing? Why is he going now with him? What changed? Azay Frekta. He blibed Shver. We don't find that the Yehoshaphat was punished for doing it. And also, what's the difference? That's the Rinas Yitzchak's kasha. He doesn't answer the kasha. He blabs, he leaves it by its origin. He doesn't understand what the difference is. So I want to tell you a possible pshat. We find Taka such a concept. We find the concept that a tzaddik is not supposed to be mizdabik to a Russian. We find such a concept. In fact, we find that the Shechinah, last week's parsha, the Shechinah stayed away from Avraham Avinu as long as Lot was there with him. Pasuk says, "Vayera Hashem al Avraham achre he pored Lot meimoy." So Rashi brings down the Chazal, calls him on that Lot was with Avraham Avinu, the Shechinah was mistalek. Right? So you see this concept that the Shechinah, that you're not supposed to be mizdabik. Even Avraham Avinu, the Makarov of the door, supposed to stay away from Lot. Hashem came to him, Acharei Parit Lot Meimoy. There's a Gevaldik of Rav Shach. I'll share with you a Yesod from Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He had a great idea. In this past parasha, what does it say? It says, by the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. When he came to the Akedah, it says, he looked at Yishmael. He had Yishmael, Yitzchok, and Eliezer. Right? So he turned to all of them. And he said, what do you see? Because by the har of the Akedah, by Har Maria, there was an onan kosher har. The Shechinah was there. Right? So Avraham saw it. So Avraham turned to Yishmael. Said, what do you see? He didn't see anything. He turned to Eliezer. Also didn't see. He turned to Yitzchok Avinu. He said, what do you see? Yitzchok said, I see Anan Koshelhar. What did the Pasuk say after? What did he tell them? Shvulochem. Shvulochem poi yimachamo. Avraham Avinu says, stay here with the donkey. So what did Chazal say? Amadei melachamo. Oh, if you know what? If you can't see the Shechinah here, you're like a donkey. Amadei melachamo. Because they can't see the Shechinah? Amadei melachamo? From here we learn that Eved ain't lo yichus. Where do we learn it from? From here. Avraham Avinu told Yishmael, do you see anything? So he said, oh, he's taken Eved. Amadei melachamo. He has no yichus. What's going on? They frek of Shach. It's interesting, the Kadmonim don't ask this question. That Avraham should come to such a determination? Probably if any of us was there, I don't want to insult anybody, we also want to see the Onan Koshawar. We also want to see. And we're not donkeys. Baruch Hashem. What's Pshat? So listen to Rav Shach's Koinish. Rav Shach said, when Noach came out of the Teva, it says Hashem came to Noach, and he spoke to Noach and to his three sons. It's impossible. He spoke to Noach and to Shem, Chom, and Yofes. So Chazal say, why was Chom was a Rasha? Why was he Zoyche? Why was Chom Zoyche that the Shechinah came to? You know Chazal answer. Since he was Mizdabik in Noach, if the Shechinah comes to Noach, it comes to everybody who's with him. This is an apachu. By Lloyd, Avraham has Lloyd with him, the Shechinah goes away from Avraham. All of a sudden by Noach, not only the Shechinah comes to Noach, it even goes to Chom. From the Hapachu. The Rav Shach's kasha. So Rav Shach says, he says, what do you see from here? The son belongs with the father. The father has a chrayus for the son, a special responsibility for the son. Memela for Noach, it's not an option for him to separate from Chom. He can't tell Chom, okay, me and you, two different tracks. He has a responsibility to Chom. And Memela, the Shechina came to Chum also. It's not an option to separate from Chum. Yeah. When Avram saw that Yishmael didn't see the Onan Kosher Lahor, the Charai is not Benoi. Because if it will be his son, then he should be able to see it just like Chum was able to see the Shechina in the Schus of Noach. He said, if you can't see it, it's a Raya Amadei Malachamo. It's a Raya, you're not Meyuchas. But what do you see? That if it's not a son, if it's not a son, you mechuyev to separate from the Russia. So why by Yehoshaphat wasn't there a taina that Yehoshaphat joined up with Yehoram? L'chaira, he should have stayed away from him. That's the kash. So I'll tell you, Rabbi, say what we see here. If you look at the psukim right before, it says, Psamot Nazach, the pasuk says, Fayas hara b'enei Hashem. Yehoram did the ra b'enei Hashem. But then it says like this, Rak, loy ka'ovavu ki'imai. He didn't go as bad as his father and mother. He made an improvement. He made an improvement. He didn't go quite as bad. Yehoram wasn't as bad as his father and mother. Was a pshandim. I think here lies the teretz. We know, Chazal tell us, Pischuli pischa shel machat, v'ani eftach lohem pesach kepischa shel. If you open up the hole of a needle, the Rebbein Hashem will open up the world for you. You have to give a push. You give a push, the Eibishter opens up the world for you. That's what Chazal tells us. Mamisha, abolatayim mesayinaz. You have to do a little bit. You do a little bit, the Eibishter already. One of the makaris of Shas. What's the first makar of Shas? Anybody knows? Where's the first makar of Shas? The 60 mesechtes that we have in Teresh Shabbal Peh. The Shaila 62, Kulan Zikin Chodim Mesechta, whatever. Where's the Mokar of Shas? Anybody know the first Mokar of Shas in the Torah? Before Matan Torah. Nobody? It's a Medrash, Parsha Shmois. No, nobody? Can't be. Kohen, nu, Yeshua, Kohen. You know the first Mokar? Basya Bas Pawai. She stuck out her hand to get Moshe. How long did her hand stretch out? Anybody know? Nobody know? Huh? 60 Amos. Whoever said that? Shishim Amos. 60 Amos. 60 Amos can I get Shas. That's as I state. So Rabbi Yeruchim, he mir, the Mashkiach of Mir, he was asked, why Basya Bas Pare punked over there? It's Meramis Shas. He says a gewaldig vort. He says to learn Shas is not simple. It's not even humanly comprehensible that a person should be able to learn Shas. And no Shas? So how does it happen? It's matone. The Eibishter gives you matone. But the Eibishter only gives a matone to somebody who tries. Moshe Rabbeinu was there in the water. The Medrash brings down. There were many people who came to the well to wash, to the Yor, to wash. Basi wasn't the first one. They noticed the basket. Yeah? But it was already deep into the ocean, deep into the river. So what, they didn't bother. What could you do? Nebuch, there's a baby there in a basket far out. Basi Bas Pari saw the basket. She also only had a hand like this. She also only had an amma. But what'd she do? She tried. She stuck out her hand. She stuck out her hand and went 60 amos. That's how you coin a shas. Yeah, shas is on the other side of the oh. But loy ba shemayim he. Because if a person sticks out his hand, the Eibishter gives it to him. You have to stick out your hand. If you stick out your hand, you get it. Once Yehoram ben Achav was perish even a little bit from Avodah Zarah. Loi ka'ovavu ki'imai. Once he was perish a little bit, Yehoshaphat had a chiyuv to go to be Mesayayim. He had a chiyuv to help him. When Yehoshaphat held Achav, Their Achav didn't make one move. He didn't make one attempt. But since Yehoshaphat did, since Yehoram did something, that's why the Novi starts by saying Yehoram wasn't quite what his father and mother were. He was Purish a little bit from Avodah Zarah. He didn't do as much as they did. So he was already Poseach. Once he's Poseach, once he opens the door, now Yehoshaphat felt he has a chiv. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't have time to say. Once you see somebody makes an effort, that's the Chanan Derech. And you should know in life, everything ruchniyistika effort you make in life, you have no idea the results. Sometimes you don't see it right away. There's a Moridik Rabbeinu Bechaye. I love to tell the Eilim this Rabbeinu Bechaye before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, what was the most failed tefillah of Avraham Avinu? Stoyim! Last week's parasha. If anybody would ask you, did Avraham succeed with the tefillah for Stoyim, what would the answer be? No, he failed. No, what did he say, Sean? When Avraham davened for Stoyim, did he win or did he lose? Wrong. It looks that way. You know who was saved from that tefillah? Lloyd. Who came from Lloyd? Moav. Who came from Moav? Ruth. Who came from Ruth? Tovel HaMelech. Mashiach. So the whole Mashiach that we're davening for, that Gans Klal Yisrael for all Doris are davening, where does it come from? Comes from Yenet Tefillah. That's the failed Tefillah. We think he failed. It was a home run. The grand slam, as Avi Mizrachi. Because if a Jew makes a ruchniyistik ishtadlus, there's always going to be a result. And that's why Yehoshaphat had no right not to help Yehoram out, because he made an effort. Even though the effort was still very little, he made some effort. Once he made an effort, he had a chiyuv talmid.